Do you, okay, so let's, actually, I'm going to take it back a little.
Yep.
Just to some sort of more background information. Do you have any other family members that actually work at sea, or?
Nope, I was the first one.
Okay, first one or just only one?
Actually, my mother's uncle was a graduate of the Maritime Academy. It was called the Mass Nautical School. And back in probably, let's say, 1898, 1899.
Oh.
But I've done research and I can't find him, so he may be a figment.
Okay, that happens in families.
Yeah, but I'm the only one that ever went to sea. My dad was in the Navy. But.
And then could you just give me a quick timeline of the ships and the years you were at sea before the Marine Electric?
I graduated from the Academy in 1975. I sailed constantly. Back in those, when I say constantly, we were only allowed to stay on a ship for 6 months a year. Then you were required to take 6 months vacation. Most guys would do 45 days and take 45 days off. So I liked my vacation. I'd work maybe 3 months, take 3 months off. So I was on a variety of different ships. 99% of them were oil tankers, flying the Far East, the Middle East.
So from 1975 until
1983, I was steady. Then I took the 8 month hiatus after the ship sank, and then I went back on the Marine Electric until.
Or no, not the Marine.
I'm on the Energy Independence.
Okay.
From. Oh my goodness, when did I get her? Probably 1980, early 86.
Okay.
And I was on and off of that for a year and a half.
Okay.
In fact, the second mate on the Energy Independence, a guy by the name of Steve McHugh, Steve and I played football at the academy together, he came to me one day and he said, "Hey, let's get the hell out of here. They're looking for chief mates." Back in 86, they took five VLCCs, which are very large crude carriers, some of the biggest ships in the world, that were owned by the Kuwaiti government, and they reflagged them under the American flag. One, to allow the cargo to come to the United States on an American ship. Two, to show the American flag in the Middle East. Steve said, "They're looking for chief mates. Let's go right now. We'll baseball the job back and forth. I'll relieve you. You relieve me." I said, "Nah, Steve, I've done that Middle East stuff. I'm done." He left, took a job as a chief mate on a Kuwaiti tanker. 2 weeks later, a rocket was fired from a land-based point, hit the bridge of the ship, and Steve was atomized. Yeah. So, but I was baseball in the second the job on the Energy Independence with him when he quit.
So.